Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 235 of...
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
I'm T. Quillen.
I'm John Malden.
It's a hodgepodge week again, as it usually is after Humana.
Yeah, a little catching up.
Yeah, kind of doing a little cleanup here. In a lot of ways, actually.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. I guess we kind of have to refer to this one as the storm show of some kind, because we talk about the Rainmaker.
That's right.
And then... there were some storms.
Rainmaker worked.
Yeah, Rainmaker did its job a little early.
Yeah.
Too good. Maybe the show really is that good. That's the problem.
I think it is that good. It was very funny.
Be careful, dude.
It was actually funny to, where you know,
be rehearsing.
Oh, this drought.
Oh, I bet. Well, let's just get into it, shall we?
All right.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode. Hey, Putz, get off your fat tuchus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent.
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next.
Hey man, how's your show?
Oh man, it's going good. It's going good. It's the Rainmaker, and hold on a second. Am I coming through? Do I sound all right? Am I coming through?
Yeah,
my mic?
You sound great.
Okay, all right.
The dulcet tones of your melodious voice are as normal.
Oh well.
Maybe I should make an adjustment, huh?
Sorry about that.
Well, anyway, how's it going? You're Tech Week, if memory serves.
We're in Tech. Yeah, we're in Tech. We're dressed. We open this Thursday as we record this, and hopefully this episode will go live this week. But it's going really good, man. Strong cast. A very strong cast.
Cool.
We've got someone dear to your heart, maybe. Maybe not so much. I don't know. But we got Liz Walsh.
Oh, yeah.
Who is playing Lizzie.
How's she doing?
She's doing really well. You know, despite what people think, we taught her all right, you know.
Wow.
We have not screwed her up so bad that she can't act.
Well,
so I feel proud about that?
I mean,
well, you know, maybe not, but no, she's doing great.
I mean, should
she's
people see great. The show? I mean, really? I mean, that's
yes,
that's...
They should see the show.
It's kind of like being on Ellen, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a way.
You remind me of her in so many ways. But no. All right. So it's kind of an MTSU old home week.
Cool.
We have Warren Gore, who was kind of a bridge in generations.
Okay.
He'd been there, left, and come back when I was finishing up there. So he's a cohort of mine.
Okay.
I actually... acted in one of Warren's plays, as well as done shows with him at MTSU, so it was kind of cool.
Okay.
He's playing Noah. Lane Wright is playing HC, the father, and he's doing really good.
Cool.
Daniel Hackman. the new people, I'm not so sure about names. Daniel Hackman is playing Jim. He's the other brother. Noah and Jim are brothers to Lizzie.
Okay.
And then HC is the father of the whole mess. Daniel's doing well as portraying Jim. I'm playing the sheriff,
Sheriff Thomas. And I'm doing well, as if I can say so.
You may.
Good. and we got Flint Foster, who is playing the deputy, File.
Oh, cool.
It's directed by Sam Whited. So it's been a blast. It's been fun.
Awesome.
It's a great show to work with. I almost left someone out, Bryce Connor, who's playing Starbuck or the Rainmaker.
Oh,
can't
yeah.
Leave him out.
Duh.
Well, the show's really about the sheriff.
Of course so, it is. What's your show about? It's a show about a sheriff.
A sheriff and a dog. you'll find the show's about a bass drum.
Yes.
If you come see the show. But yeah, no, everybody's worked really hard, really, really well. You know, we reached that point where we, you know, we can kind of zip one another and it, with little zingers and stuff, and everybody's, cool. You know, it's kind of scary in a way because, you know, and I won't say in all productions, but in most of our theater experiences, you can always look around and go, yeah, bless her heart, but that person,
Right.
And I look around my cast and I don't see that person. So it kind of scares me that it might be me.
Oh, yeah.
But it isn't. But I mean, we've got a really, I think it's a really strong cast. It's going to be a fun show.
Cool.
And I've got some details on it, if you'll let me.
Ooh,
about my.
Some beats?
Wow. My sheet here.
Some beats.
Yeah, I went old school and wrote all this down. Okay, wow. So
is that, is that paper? Is that what that is? Wow.
Yeah. I'm a dinosaur, man. I'm
wow.
a dinosaur.
And you wrote on that with a pen then, did you?
No. Big pencil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it have the three lines with the dotted one in the middle? I'm just checking. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's more of a carpenter's pencil. I just kind of cut it off with my knife there, you know?
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Chaffin's Barn is where the play takes place. You can get all these details, all this information at dinnertheaterwithanre.com.
Cool.
Dinner Theater altogether. Show runs May 5th through June 11th. We have a Sunday matinee May 8th. We have what they called senior matinees on Thursday, two Thursdays, May 12th and May 19th. For tickets, you can call 615-646-9977 or the fun one, 1-800-282-BARN.
Wow.
And the barn is 2276.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Dinner to show, adults call $50 a ticket, students 13 to 18, $40 a ticket, children under 12, $30 a ticket. If you're going to go show only, you'll get coffee, tea, or soda. That starts out at $35 for adults, $30 for the 13 to 18-year-olds, and $25 for the under 12s. On our said senior matinees, you do not have to be a senior to attend.
Mm.
We're not carding anybody, so come on down. If you want to bring your own kind of lunch, you'll get coffee, tea, and soda. If you want to brown bag it, it's $19.
No, cool.
If you want to have a box lunch,
ooh,
that's an extra $8.50. But order your box lunch when you order your tickets. Don't show up and go, I want a box lunch.
Uh-oh.
Chances are they won't have one for you.
Yeah.
If there's 12 or more and you want a group rate, please call Vanessa Wynn, 615-646-9977, extension 11. I would like to say that the servers there are working for your tips, so please do tip them. They work really hard. Box office hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. That number, once again, is 615-646-9977 or 1-800-282-BARN.
And you should in fact, try the veal. So will be there all week.
I'll be there multiple weeks because I'm doing well. I'll be there every day.
That's right.
Because the curtain speech.
Oh yeah.
Said, do you mind doing the curtain speech?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No. No problem. You know. I figure. Sure. Hey, it's this. It's that. It's that. You know.
Yeah.
They go, well, here you go. And it's an 8.5 by 11 sheet. Full.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know, I've got to recognize groups. I've got to recognize birthdays. I got to introduce the servers.
Yeah.
I've got to, you know. I'm like, it was very funny because the stage manager, Mary Jo, she bullet pointed each thing, but it's still a full page. And then she says to me,
wow.
She says to me, I'll give you a bullet point one. And I was like, well, that's what that is because there they are right there. All the little
those bullet are bullets. Points. Right there.
Yeah, got a full clip, but it's gonna be fun. So yeah, I'm there every night. And you probably had to do this when you did your show there many, many years ago. But we also have to host, which I think is interesting.
Yes.
Certain nights we have to take people to their tables.
Yes.
Which I think is kind of cool because I think, you know, people like to meet the actors and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's neat. It really is.
It's kind of a neat experience, but it was pretty funny. So I had my full sheet today, one of my bullet points, stumbling through. Mm. And of course, there's all, I have a feeling that it's going to be kind of like, have you ever played bingo?
Mm-hmm.
Like at a bingo hall or something?
Uh-huh.
With hardcore bingo players?
Yeah, where they're going to stand up and shout and... They're going to call it a name and they're going to scream.
Yeah, right. I kind of have a feeling that this the fire speech is that, you know, they're going to have preset. Yippee,
well, especially if they've been drinking beforehand.
No, I'm talking about the staff. So.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you know, either way.
You know? That's a definite. What do you mean beforehand?
That's right.
We never stop.
That's right.
But yeah, man, it's going great. And like I say, I can't. I'm thankful for the opportunity, and it's been a fun ride. So
cool.
Come on out and see The Rainmaker, May 5th through June 11th at Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater. And all that information I spouted out earlier can be found at www.dinnertheaterwithanre.com.
Which, of course, we will link to on the Inexplicable Dumb Show website.
Yes, of course.
Wow, that was the oral equivalent of a roller coaster ride there, my friend.
Peaks and valleys. You got to keep them interested.
Well, it's good to hear you with balance. A spring in your step again, man. That's good.
Well, I'm excited about it. Yeah. It is a strong show.
Good.
Yeah, and it's one I'm really, really, really proud of.
Good.
Now let's hope they don't mess it up.
But yeah.
Now that I've done this.
That's,
you know?
Right. Now that you've gone to all that trouble. Jesus. Wow.
But jeez. Yeah, no.
No, that's good. So, the barn is still standing after the beating that the Southeast took, huh?
Yeah, we were actually rehearsing during the beatdown, so to speak. Where we were, it was just a bad storm. I mean, it's thunder and lightning, that sort of thing, but
right.
It wasn't as windy as, let's say, other areas of the South.
Yeah. It was quite windy in some areas of the South.
Yeah.
So we should, I think we do have to kind of talk about that a little bit. I mean, not to bring everything down a bit, but we do have
peaks and valleys.
We do have quite a few people in the Southeast, which, you know, as we started the podcast, is the area that we served, and if we can call it that, if you know,
what service
served? Yeah, service. I don't know if I can call it that or not, but there is a you know, before the show started, we talked about finding a relief effort that we wanted to focus on, and there's one in particular that I want to mention that I've been following on Facebook that's kind of gotten a little bit of notoriety just because of what it is. And that's the Tumors for Tuscaloosa one. Have you followed this at all?
No. I mean, I've seen it, but I haven't really.
There's a couple of Auburn fans, of all people,
they can be good people.
No, they are very, they have organized a relief effort on Facebook, which now is up to 77,500 followers on Facebook. And they have relief supplies coming in from as far away as Pennsylvania and points north and west from there. And people will just show up in wherever they're needed hey, I'm driving. People will Facebook in. I'm driving in with a truckload of stuff. Where do you want me to take it? I'm crossing the Alabama state line. Tell me which city to go to. And they'll come back on Facebook. Okay, well, I need you. We need this stuff in Tuscaloosa today, or we need this stuff in Cullman, or we need this stuff in what was the other town that was hit? Phil Gordon, I think it was. No, Phil. Phil Campbell, sorry, Phil Campbell was hit really hard. So, and it's all being coordinated pretty much through Facebook, but it's turned into this, huge relief effort. The So yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I've got one for you, and you were probably going this way, but sure. University of Alabama has set up a tornado relief fund. Mm-hmm. It's the UA Acts of Kindness Fund.
Yep.
And that stuff goes, I guess, to students and faculty members. Mm-hmm. That are in need. But the website is www.ua.edu/tornado-relief. And if you want to scroll down to the bottom of the page, they have links to the American Red Cross, United Way, City of Tuscaloosa, and servealabama.gov.
Yeah, go to donate blood. Donate blood. They need a lot of that, apparently. Every little bit helps. It was nice. We went to the grocery store out here on Sunday. And, it all happened on Wednesday night, of course. And, it really hit me hard, emotionally. Well, in Becca's hometown as well, Ringgold, Georgia, the high school and the middle school there wiped off the map, as well as many, many other businesses and homes, and, as much devastation as was anywhere else. But the one in Tuscaloosa hit Beck and I pretty hard because the first house that we lived in when we were married was one of the ones that was destroyed.
Wow!
And so it was kind of rough, because we were watching all of it happen, and we realized that the place where the tornado actually set down was where we used to live, and that's sobering. To continue my story, we went to the grocery store here in St. Joe, and in the checkout line, and of course I'm sporting all my Tuscaloosa gear because, bringing the love in St. Joe, showing what little support I can. And we're standing in line, and all of a sudden there at the checkout line here in St. Joe is we're taking donations for the Red Cross to support the relief effort in Tuscaloosa and all points. And all of the other tornado
disasters.
All
points south and east.
All points south and east, right. But they specifically listed Tuscaloosa in the thing there. So we gave a donation at the grocery store on Sunday, just because that was the first opportunity that we had to actually do something.
Right.
There's still a lot to be done, and there's going to be a lot to be done for a long time. Thankfully, I can say personally that I was not affected. My family was okay. My brother, the tornado that hit Arab, the damage path started about half a mile north of his house. So just barely missed him. And his family is all safe. But there were quite a few people that were affected there, obviously, and quite a few casualties in Arab. Now, here's the sad thing, though, too. On a little bit more of a lighthearted note, my brother is, he's the music theater director at Arab High School. I mean, we talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
Tornado hit on Wednesday night. They were slated to open Beauty and the Beast Thursday.
Oh, no.
So they're sitting there, and of course, Arab did not get power back because of the power station that was hit at Browns Ferry. Of course, I'm sure you probably heard that too. Did you hear that story? The Browns Ferry nuclear power plant.
Nuclear power.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well,
super.
When the tornado hit, it didn't actually destroy the power plant, but it actually ripped all of the cables or majority of the cables that actually bring the power out of the power plant. The big thick cables that come out of it. Gone.
Wow.
So most of TVA, most of the power supply for most of North Alabama, gone. And they're having they're having to repair it.
Right.
So,
well, I know that some friends in Huntsville were without power, or probably still are, from what I've gathered on.
My mom just got it back Friday or Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yesterday, I'm being told. Yesterday is when my mom got it back.
We should mention that's our production intern, T's wife.
Yeah, she's the one doing the research, the hardcore Fox News research over there as she's studying for one of her nursing finals. So he told me it was just, in addition to in a state of shock. Once I finally got a chance to talk to him, he was in a state of shock. But he said the thing I can't get used to is knowing that he's got, you know, $70,000 worth of a show sitting in a dark theater in a dark high school in a town that is wrought with devastation. And how do you, you know, how do you then go to the town and go, well, hey, come on out and see a show?
Well, he was told to put the,
you know, superintendent of the schools told him as soon as the power came back on, superintendent of the schools called him and said, is there any way possible for you to get the show up and running and do it the next day? And he's, of course, he of course goes, I guess, I mean, sure. Why? And the reason why is because the elementary school still didn't have power.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought the elementary school in to the high school auditorium and did a full showing of Beauty and the Beast for the elementary school kids. No charge, of course, you know.
Right.
So a free showing for the kids. And that counted as a day of school. So, you know, that's a day of school they don't have to make up. So it's a right. good thing for them in the long run. Here's the cool thing. Shout out to Musical Theater International, and there's several other rental companies that my brother mentioned, but Musical Theater International, the one that I remember specifically, he'd rented equipment from 9 or 10 different companies from all over the Southeast. He had rigging equipment, rigging companies come in and fly stuff for him, and all kinds of stuff. Every single one of the companies that he called, and he said, look, here's the situation. They all of them said, no, look, we're following it on the news. Don't worry about it. Just consider that you have our equipment, or you have our show. You have whatever you need for as long as you need it. No extra charge.
Nice.
You just call us and let us know when the show goes up. And then as soon as you get a chance to close, we'll settle up and it'll, you know, it'll be the same charge as it was from, you know, before. So no extra charge on your extra weeks. So every one of those companies has done him right, and the entire community right, I guess, in the roundabout. So shout out to Musical Theater or Music Theater International for doing the right thing on that. Yeah, shout out for the show must go on, Becca says.
well, that sounds good. I mean, I guess that's the silver lining, but
it is. Yeah, it is. I mean, in a way.
So let's see. Yeah, last I'd seen the death tolls around in Tuscaloosa, around 40 killed and 80 mm-hmm. still missing or something like that. So
yeah. Luckily the missing number is coming down and the killed number is not rising, which is
yes,
good.
Yes.
I'm glad to
yes,
say.
Yes. Yes.
Thankfully.
So what is it? Tumors for Tuscaloosa. That's on Facebook.
It is on Facebook. For linking purposes, for finding the link to link to it on the Facebook or on our page, I followed it. So look on my link. They've been posting links. It's got to be every 30 seconds. There hasn't been a post, an update every 30 seconds for the past week and a half straight. It seems like. It's incredible. It's just incredible. And of course, you know, as with any, as it is, it seems, living in the South and growing up in the South, there's always stories of, you know, tornadoes hitting and then the fantastic stories that come out of them. Fantastic, not necessarily always in a good way, but fantastic right. in a horrific sense in some cases. There's those fantastic stories that come out of it. And in this case, it's one of those that's has turned out to be one of those statewide warm, fuzzy feelings, you know, of
right.
born of a rivalry of all things, which is a bitter rivalry. But it really has pulled the state together. So,
yeah, especially really cool. since there been some what do you call tree doctors?
Yeah.
It's a whole
well, I mean, you got you have to admit that. I mean, you know, you got one butthead.
Arborists.
That's yeah, you got one butthead. One butthead doing that, and it's good to know that there's not they're not holding it against all of us. So,
yeah, right. Also, again, check out the Alabama website, mm-hmm. School of Alabama, University of Alabama, ua.edu/tornado-relief. You can donate to the University of Alabama Acts of Kindness Fund, or follow the links to the American Red Cross, United Way, City of Tuscaloosa, and servealabama.gov.
Real quick, on another note, did you see the NBA, the NFL draft?
I did.
You watch any of it? You watch?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I had mixed feelings about it. I think it went well. And the SEC certainly had a really, really, really strong showing. I don't know how I feel about Ingram going to the Saints. I don't
Why?
Know.
What's
I don't know. I mean, it's gonna be great for him. I mean, it's gonna be great for him. It's gonna be great for the Saints.
But you don't have a dog in that conference, though.
No, not no. Of course, I don't. I think I was hoping that I would. I think I was hoping that I would see him, you know, in this division somewhere.
Mm.
Not necessarily in Kansas City, but I mean, that would have been fantastic. And we got a good wide receiver in the first round too. I mean, you know, Julio went to Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Which is good for, that's going to be good for Atlanta. And I think that's going to strengthen their offensive line even more. What is the, what's the guy from Auburn? Nick Fairley.
And went to the Lions. Yeah, that's going to be, that's going to be tough in my division.
Beast of a D-line.
Yeah, I mean, you got Ndamukong Suh from last year, and now Fairley. I mean, geez.
Yeah, that's going to be a beast of a D-line. I mean,
Detroit really. I mean, on paper, Detroit really improved in this draft.
Right. Yeah. No. Very much so. Now, offensively.
Well, if they can ever keep Stafford upright and healthy, you know.
Well, no, there's that.
They've got Calvin Johnson, who's a really good receiver, but he can't catch the ball if your quarterback's on his back. So
it is true.
You know, Chicago Chicago sort of took care of that in their first round pick with a lineman. And then the second round, they got a defensive lineman, which they needed. And then their third round pick, they picked a guy who was rated as a seventh round pick.
Okay.
And that was, I mean, for safety. I'm like,
okay.
Not really making any sense there. But anyway,
I was kind of and good for him, but I was actually kind of surprised that Greg McElroy was drafted to the Jets. I think he's a Jet now. Yeah, yeah.
He
was late. Did he free agent or did he? He was drafted though. I think late.
No, like he was drafted, but I thought it was like the Seahawks.
I'm pretty sure it's the Jets. I'll have to look to me yet, but congratulations to him as well. I was glad to see him get a little bit of love, because even considering his record and all that stuff, he was remained underrated. I think, you know,
he got very bad ratings. I mean, for quarterbacks comparatively, yeah, from the pro scouts for some reason. I don't know.
I don't get it. I mean, granted, his arm is not incredibly powerful, but he's got to be doing something right, you know. So.
Yeah. And
we'll see what happens in the pros. I don't know, you know. I don't think he's going to start, but you know, whatever.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. It's true.
It was funny, the Georgia fullback Sean Chappis got drafted by the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I guess it's on the Cowboys site or something, but they call it secret audio.
Oh,
and
right.
They recorded the phone call.
Oh, really?
To him to say, hey, you're drafted. It's pretty funny. It's kind of, because it's kind of like, oh, because Jerry Jones gets on there, you know, and says, hey, this is Jerry Jones. And I just wanted to tell you that we're going to draft you. We just turned your card in. It was just very funny. His reaction was kind of like, whoa, yeah, wow. You know, it was like, at first it kind of had this sort of, you know, well, yeah, who the hell is this? You know, somebody's
awesome.
Pulling my leg, you know.
That's
but
awesome.
It was very funny. I don't know of other teams that do that, but it was pretty funny to hear that in the Cowboys. Georgia actually did fairly well as far as getting guys drafted.
Yeah. Overall,
I saw a weird stat, like of top three round picks or something in the last 4 or 5 years, Georgia is the most.
Wow, that's...
Without an SEC... or a national title or something like
that's pretty incredible.
Well, if you go, yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah,
I just, it kind of stunned me. I was like, whoa, really?
There you go.
There it is.
All right,
so donate, help out,
help
out the Alabama folk. After you do that, come see a show in Nashville.
Yep.
Rainmaker.
Oh, and I can officially announce next week. Now, when we record next week, I don't know if it's going to be a next week show or not, but when we record next week, we will have Dallas Henry on the show.
Uh-oh. Well, wow.
I'm just
wow.
saying. Danger.
And to anybody else but his family who knows who he is, tell us who Dallas Henry is.
That's right. Dallas is my cohort here at Missouri Western. I'm going to bring him on to talk about the videos and short films and the unscripted show that we've shot. I haven't told you this yet, and this is news. This is I haven't told you this about this off camera. He comes to me the other day and he goes, "Hey, I'm going to shoot. We're putting together a sketch show for the website, which actually is going to go live very soon." And he says, "We're putting together a sketch comedy show, kind of a what do they call it? Saturday Night Live type show, you know, the kind of thing. Just mm-hmm. short clips of, you know, short comedy sketches type stuff, mm-hmm. written by the students. We shoot them, edit them, put them online, kind of thing, right?" Mm-hmm. And he says we want you to I want you to be in a couple of them if you don't mind. And I was like, well, sure, you know, what do you want me to do? And he says, well, for the first one, I want to shoot us in an acting class. And I said, okay, well, you know, we don't teach an acting class together. How are we gonna? And he goes, no, we're gonna stage it. We're totally gonna stage it. He says, a fake acting class. He said this is how it's gonna go. And this is how he pitched it to me. He said, it's going to start out with a close-up of me, Dallas. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's he and I doing the scene from Titanic on the bow of the ship, with me playing Rose.
Good choice.
Thank you. In a dress. In front of the glass. And then we get right to the moment where it's a, yeah, I'm flying moment, and we break. We pause, and then we step up and go, now that is acting, my friends. And then we leave the classroom, and the class is on their feet, you know, shouting and everything. So I haven't seen the footage of it yet, which kind of scares me. but for the record, I went in drag for that. So,
well, it's not the first time.
Well, not, I mean, on camera. Well,
that's not the first time.
Okay. Well, not where I wasn't getting paid for it, you know, not on a, you know, like, you know.
Not pro bono.
That's true. That's right.
You don't do pro bono drag.
No, that's true. I don't.
All right.
So as soon as that goes live, you know, I'll definitely post the link for it because, you know, wow. You know.
Yeah, that'll be gold.
Yeah, it's gold. It is gold.
Good for the tenure file.
Yeah, great for the tenure file. Yeah. The music videos went live. We haven't done a show since all of this happened. The music videos went live. We need to post the link to that too. The one that I call it the family video, the home video that my family was in, the Bare Naked Ladies video. I'll send you the link to that too. You can post that on the website as a YouTube video. Yeah, it's been busy time since all the Humana stuff. So,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, until next week, let's wrap it up.
All right.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
So no, I'd like to thank all my castmates. Let's see if I can get their names right this time. I'll just do first names.
Okay.
Liz, Bryce, Lane, Flint, Dan, Warren. I think that's everybody.
You sure?
Sounds.
No, you're not sure.
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah. Right, sure. Right, good. Right.
But I think I'm sure. Okay. Liz, Bryce. Okay, and then the three boys: Warren, Dan, Lane, myself, Flint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's everybody.
Okay.
Mary Jo, stage manager extraordinaire.
There you go.
Thank you. And Sam for putting this wild craft together. I do have to point out that we have a matinee on Mother's Day. In a show in which the mother is dead.
Nice.
So it's their own little kind of inadvertent, ironic holiday show. Somebody, Elaine, mentioned that the other day, and we all kind of went, oh.
How's that flying with Mom? Back there at home there, Dad.
Oh, yeah, it's going good.
Yeah? Is it going good?
Yeah. Yeah. She's driving a little bit. Pick up the son.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for her.
Yeah.
Builds character.
That. How's that working out for you? Well?
Fine, yeah.
Good.
Fine.
All right, guys.
Yeah, it's not fine. My wife likes to do things for me, T.
Well, good.
You want to know what that's like?
Yeah. No, I know. I know. Yeah, no, so...
Was that a book I just saw flying across?
Did you... What? What?
I thought she threw something at you.
No, she can't hear. I've got headphones on, so...
Oh, all right.
Yeah, she's still studying for... at least, well, maybe. I don't know, maybe... Well, yeah, she can't hear anyway, so... Shh. 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 Okay, anyway. So I guess we should also thank everyone in the state of Alabama for pitching in and helping out. Yeah.
Everyone, well, not just Alabama. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, everybody in the South.
Donated. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in the world. No, that's too. Well, yeah, no, we can. I saw a thing. We can say everybody in the world because I saw a news report that even after the earthquakes and stuff like that, Japan had sent aid to the South for the tornado effort. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
There you go. See? So we can thank the world.
It's truly international effort.
It is that. Yep.
Effort. Yep.
So so there's that. Check out all the links that we talked about for all of the various projects and stuff that we got going on at the Inexplicable Dumb Show. You can see all of that kind of stuff. Videos and stuff like that coming soon. And then, of course, you know, more stuff coming soon.
All right.
Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.